Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, Patriots fans, this season had to come down to this. After steamrolling the Chiefs in Foxborough last weekend, the Patriots find themselves on the road to Mile High Stadium in Denver. The team standing between Tom Brady and a fifth Super Bowl ring, the Broncos, and their quarterback, the Broncos' fearsome leader.
Losing feeling in my toes. Nothing beats that new car smell. Chicken parm, you taste so good.
If you don't recognize that jingle or that laughter, the laughter comes from Bill Littlefield, who is with me in the studio. The jingle is Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning in one of his many commercials. After what was at times a shaky season, Manning will be starting for the Broncos on Sunday, meaning football fans get at least one more chapter of the storied Tom Brady-Peyton Manning rivalry. Well, Bill is with us in the studio. He's host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, thanks for being with us.
It's a joy just to hear that commercial. It's my favorite football-related commercial of all time.
And on the phone is David Ramsey, a sports columnist for the Gazette in Colorado Springs. David, good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
I want to start with you. Tell us, what's the mood like in Colorado in the lead-up to Sunday's game?
I think it's more confident than the good people of New England might expect. The Belichick-Brady combination has, you know, laid ruin to most franchises. But, you know, that ruin has been pretty rare here in Colorado. Uh-huh. I was at the 2005 AFC playoffs when the Broncos beat Brady and Belichick. I was at the AFC title game 2 years ago when the Broncos beat Brady and Belichick. So the fear factor is not nearly as high here as it is in, say, suburban New York, the sunshine of Miami, and so on. You know, I mean, this is, I think most fans here are, you know, not outrageously confident, but I think they're fairly confident about a Broncos win on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about then? Why are we hearing, you know, sort of trash talking coming from the Broncos, do you think?
Well, the one thing about trash talking is it's basically meaningless pregame. The only time when trash talking comes into play is after the game. So if the Broncos do a lot of trash talking and then lose by 20 on Sunday, then they look silly. Mm. But you know, trash talking is it's a couple of things. One thing is it's largely irrelevant, as I was saying, and number two, all you're getting is on the record a taste of what's being said all the time in the locker room, right? So, yeah, you know, my colleague Paul Klee he got the crybaby quote. You know, but you know what? I guarantee you the Broncos behind the scenes are saying much worse things about Tom Brady than crybaby.
We should maybe, Deb, make sure that people understand the crybaby quote is a couple of the Broncos actually thinking that Tom Brady is something of a crybaby because when he gets knocked down, he immediately looks to the referee and says, "Hey, I'm Tom Brady. They're not supposed to do that. Call a penalty." I mean, this is the beginning of the origin of the crybaby quote.
So
maybe the biggest crybaby in sports history is Michael Jordan. I mean, right? And so
who never committed a foul in his entire career.
Yeah, so, you know, being a crybaby is highly effective, and I applaud Brady for his efforts.
Oh my gosh. You know, I'm going to take a little piece of tape from Tom Brady this morning because I think you should hear this. This was his prediction for Sunday's game. This is Tom Brady. Let's listen.
To play against, you know, those Peyton Manning led teams, you know, you got to play 60 minutes and you're going to be in for a tough game. And, you know, they're going to take advantage of opportunities that they get. So we're going to have to do a good job taking care of the football because, you know, you don't want to give it to these guys on a short field.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like crybaby to me, David.
Well, he hadn't just gotten hit. A 300-pounder hadn't just hit him. That's when he starts moaning for
wouldn't you? If a 300-pounder hit me, I'd moan.
Yeah, he's usually moaning for roughing the passer call. And what happens is later he'll get the call. So, I mean, you know, Tom Brady is incredible. He's incredible. But you know, the, again, getting back to the first question, he's already lost here this year. He's already lost on Colorado soil this year. So
just pointing that out.
A really close game.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you link him to Belichick, too. You kind of made it one word, Belichick-Brady. So I'm wondering, what's your view about that? And it, would you say that, you know, we're asking you, what's the perspective outside of New England here? We might be a little biased. You know, are they considered villains?
You know, sure. You know, and you... You know, 95% of Americans outside of New England know the obvious truth. Tom Brady had something to do with deflating those footballs.
Oh my
right?
goodness!
Obviously, so Tom Brady falls in the long line of American greats who have a hard time telling the full truth. Richard Nixon, Lance Armstrong.
Well, I'm with you on Richard Nixon and Lance Armstrong.
Comparing them to Brady. Oh my goodness!
No, but it is completely, utterly obvious. That he deflated those footballs. Now, on the other hand, that has nothing to do.
Let's go to the film.
In my mind, with his football greatness, he is an incredible football quarterback. Bill Belichick is an absolutely amazing, historically fantastic football coach. Now, is he the most cuddly guy? Is he the most honest guy? No, absolutely not. That's obvious. Unless you live within, I don't know, 250 miles of Boston.
Oh my goodness. Well, do you think though, let's just make sure we try to not talk about the past now. Let's talk about the future. Is this game going to come down to a Brady versus Peyton Manning contest, really?
Yeah, I think the fourth quarter will be determined by one of those quarterbacks. Okay. One of these two, at least two all-time greats. Any list you're going to make of the top quarterbacks in NFL history, the top five, you've got to have Brady and Manning on that list. There's no doubt that Brady at this point is less diminished than Peyton Manning. Brady is on the outer edge of his prime. Peyton Manning waved goodbye to his prime sometime about 18 months ago. So Brady is the more dangerous weapon at this point. Brady's the better quarterback. I think the Broncos are overall better team, especially since you're playing here at Mile High. If the Patriots had won that regular season finale against the Dolphins and the game was in Foxborough, there is little doubt in my mind the Broncos would have lost.
Bill?
Foxborough is such a strange, strange place to play.
Say it's Foxborough. Bill, what does this sort of closing chapter of Manning Brady mean to Boston?
Well, I think it gives Boston another opportunity to see one of their favorite sons perform, and you always want to perform against the best possible opposition. And a huge amount of hype has been gathered around this, probably too much. But it should be a good game. And I think David is absolutely right. If it does come down to quarterback versus quarterback, Brady has the advantage, not because Peyton Manning hasn't had a wonderful career, but because the best of that wonderful career is behind him. And having said that, he'll throw for 600 yards and 11 touchdowns.
Well, hey, Bill, so I'm glad to hear we agree. We also agree, I want you to know about W.C. Hines.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
I enjoyed your book.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the plug. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, you guys agree on something, so we won't wager anyway. But I want to say, David Ramsey, sports columnist for the Gazette in Colorado Springs. David, it's been great fun. Thank you.
Hey, I enjoyed it. Maybe we'll talk down the road. Take care.
Okay. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.